Welcome to Cubs Park in Chicago, for the game between the Brooklyn Dodgers and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Brooklyn Dodgers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Johnny Mitchell. Batting second. The second baseman, Milt Stock. Batting third. The left fielder, Zach Wheat. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jack Vernier. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Dick Cox. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Eddie Brown. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jimmy Johnston. Batting eighth. The catcher, Zach Taylor. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tiny Osborne. Pitching for the Brooklyn Dodgers, Tiny Osborne. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Sparky Adams. Batting second. The right fielder, Cliff Heathcote. Batting third. The third baseman, Howard Fragaw. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Denver Grigsby. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Charlie Grimm. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Mandy Brooks. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Rabbit Moranville. Batting eighth. The catcher, John Churi. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Pete Alexander. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Pete Alexander. And now, play ball. Johnny Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a pop-up towards short. Moranville settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Milt Stock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stock hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Zach Wheat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wheat hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moranville fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jack Vernier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wheat. The throw from Churi and he is safe. Wheat steals second. Jack Vernier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernier takes first base on ball four. Dick Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox hits a fly ball into left field. Grigsby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Dodgers nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a pop-up towards short. Mitchell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cliff Heathcote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcote hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Vernier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Howard Fragaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fragaw hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mitchell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Dodgers nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Eddie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a line drive into left field. Grigsby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Johnston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnston hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Alexander fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Zach Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moranville scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Dodgers nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Denver Grigsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grigsby hits a fly ball into left field. Wheat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stock misplays the ball. That's an error on Stock. Mandy Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks bunts towards third. Johnston picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Johnston. Grimm moves to third. Brooks moves to second. Rabbit Moranville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moranville hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Grimm scores. Brooks scores. Two runs are unearned. It's 2-0, Cubs. John Churi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Churi hits a fly ball into center field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Osborne has Moranville trapped. He fires to second, with Mitchell covering, who tags Moranville for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Dodgers nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Tiny Osborne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Osborne hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-1 in the game. Mitchell hits a fly ball into center field. Brooks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Milt Stock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Stock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adams misplays the ball. That's an error on Adams. Osborne moves to second. Zach Wheat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wheat is 0-for-1 in the game. Wheat hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Heathcote. Wheat reaches second base with a double. Osborne scores. Stock moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Cubs. Jack Fournier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fournier is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Fournier hits a fly ball into left field. Grigsby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Stock tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's Dodgers, 2, Cubs, 2. Dick Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0-for-1 in the game. Cox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes Wheat trying to get to home. Brooks throws the ball into Churi who tags Wheat who's trying to score from second, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Dodgers 2, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Pete Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander strikes out. One out. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-1 in the game. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mitchell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cliff Heathcote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcote is 0-for-1 in the game. Heathcote hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Howard Fraga is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Heathcote. The throw from Taylor and he is out, Mitchell applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Dodgers 2, and the Cubs 2. The Dodgers will come to bat. Eddie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moranville scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Johnston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnston is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnston hits a line drive into center field. Brooks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Zach Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-1 in the game. Taylor hits a pop-up towards short. Moranville settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Dodgers 2, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Howard Fraga is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fraga is 0 for 1 in the game. Fraga hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Denver Grigsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grigsby is 0 for 1 in the game. Grigsby takes first base on ball 4. Fraga moves to second. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Fraga moves to third. Grigsby moves to second. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0 for 1 in the game. Grimm takes first base on ball 4. Mandy Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Brooks hits a pop-up towards short. Mitchell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rabbit Moranville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moranville is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Moranville hits a fly ball into right field. Cox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Fraga tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 3-2, Cubs. John Churi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Churi is 0 for 1 in the game. Churi hits a fly ball into center field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Dodgers 2. The Dodgers will come to bat. Tiny Osborne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Osborne is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Osborne strikes out. Churi drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Osborne out. 1 out. Johnny Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 2 in the game. Mitchell hits a fly ball into right field. Heathcote settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Miltstock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stock is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Stock hits a fly ball into right field. Heathcote settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Dodgers 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Pete Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0 for 1 in the game. Alexander hits a fly ball into right field. Cox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 2 in the game. Adams hits a fly ball into right field. Cox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Cliff Heathcote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcote is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Heathcote takes first base on ball 4. Howard Fraga is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Heathcote. The throw from Taylor and he is out, Mitchell applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Dodgers 2. The Dodgers will come to bat. Zach Wheat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wheat is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Wheat hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jack Fernier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernier is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Fernier hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wheat moves to second. Dick Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cox bunts towards the mound. Alexander fields it and throws to third for the out. Fournier moves to second. One out. Eddie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 2 in the game. Brown hits a fly ball for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Dodgers 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Howard Fraygaugh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fraygaugh is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fraygaugh hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnston fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Johnston. Denver Grigsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grigsby is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Grigsby bunts towards the mound. Osborne fields it and throws to first for the out. Fraygaugh moves to second. One out. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Grimm hits a fly ball towards center. Brown catches it and throws to second to double up Fraygaugh. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Dodgers 2. The Dodgers will come to bat. Jimmy Johnston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnston is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnston hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Zach Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 2 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moranville scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tiny Osborne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Osborne is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Osborne hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 3 in the game. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adams fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Dodgers 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Mandy Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Brooks is called out on strikes. One out. Rabbit Moranville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moranville is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 3 RBIs. Moranville hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Churi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Churi is 0 for 2 in the game. Churi bunts towards the mound. Osborne juggles the ball. That's an error on Osborne. Pete Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0 for 2 in the game. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mitchell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Dodgers 2. The Dodgers will come to bat. Milt Stock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stock is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Stock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adams misplays the ball. That's an error on Adams. Zach Wheat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wheat is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Wheat hits a fly ball into right field. Heathcote settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Fournier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fournier is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Fournier hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adams misplays the ball. That's an error on Adams. Stock moves to second. Dick Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cox hits a line drive towards right. Heathcote catches it and throws to second to double up stock. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Dodgers 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-3 in the game. Adams hits a fly ball into right field. Cox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cliff Heathcote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcote is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Heathcote hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Howard Fraga is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fraga is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fraga hits a fly ball into right field. Cox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Denver Grigsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grigsby is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Grigsby takes first base on ball 4. Heathcote moves to second. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Grimm hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Heathcote scores. Grigsby moves to third. It's 4-2, Cubs. Mandy Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brooks hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Grigsby scores. Grimm moves to second. It's 5-2, Cubs. Rabbit Moranville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moranville is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 3 RBIs. Moranville hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnston fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Dodgers 2. The Dodgers will come to bat. Eddie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-3 in the game. Brown hits a pop-up towards third. Fraga settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Johnston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnston is 0-for-3 in the game. Johnston hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Zach Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-3 in the game. Taylor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnston moves to second. Charlie Hargreaves pinch hits for Tiny Osborne. Charlie Hargreaves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargreaves hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moranville fields it and throws to second for the out. Johnston moves to third. Two outs. Cotton Tierney pinch hits for Johnny Mitchell. Cotton Tierney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tierney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moranville fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 5, and Brooklyn Dodgers, 2. Goodbye from Cubs Park in Chicago.